Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
That's right. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, live from New Orleans at the TurboTax Studio. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full-service expert this year. They do your taxes. You get back to life. Now, this is taxes. This is also hour number three of day number two of the Rich Eisen Show here from the Big Easy in New Orleans at the Super Bowl experience in the Downtown Convention Center. We've got Oz the Mentalist in our green room coming out. And he talked to TJ during the commercial break.
I just saw that.
Are you all right, TJ?
We'll see. We'll see.
I can't wait for Oz to come
I know
on
that
out
he
here.
Repeats the number I had in my mind. I'm going to move furniture in this piece. I got to go, Rod.
My Pro Football Hall of Fame friend, champion, and an individual who I did more television with on NFL Total Access than everybody else that I was doing it back in the day on NFL Network, my buddy Rod Woodson. Good to see you, Rod.
Hey, buddy.
Courtesy of One Pill Can Kill, the fentanyl awareness campaign that the NFL Alumni Health Association is Alumni Health is teaming up with the DEA. We'll talk about that in a second. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah,
again.
I know. I agree with you.
I'm glad I woke up this morning. Beats the alternative.
It does beat the alternative.
6 feet above, beat 6 feet under.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of stunned. I thought when the Ravens left Arrowhead week one, I know because you do Ravens radio, I thought we'd see him again in the playoffs. I thought for sure we'd see him again in the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought it was like, it was destiny. Year we won, 2000, Trent Dilfer was 28 years old. 12 years later, Joe Flacco, 28 years old. 12 years later, Lamar Jackson, 28 years old. I just thought it was destiny. Obviously, they didn't play well enough, but you can't have three turnovers either in a
right.
postseason and think you're going to win a football game. It's tough to do.
Yeah, and also it's 12 years apart, the Superdome, which is where where Flacco was
right.
the MVP of the Super Bowl right here, right here in New Orleans. I don't know if the Ravens were going to win it. I just thought we would definitely see that rematch as opposed to Bills Chiefs rematch.
I did too. I thought
with the way the Ravens were playing in the last back half of the season too, right?
Defensively.
Yes.
Offensively, they were playing really good after week three throughout the whole year. Defensively, after week 11, they were the number one defense in the league after week 11. But when you get to the postseason, Rich, you know it. I mean, did you see it every single year? You turn them all over especially three times,
yep,
and you still got an opportunity to win, you just make it tough on yourself.
That's why the Ravens, Eagles also put up the double nickel in the NFC Championship game, all those turnovers from the Commanders, and made things a little bit, you know, easier for the Eagles to do it. So what would you say is the issue with the Ravens, if there is one?
I don't know.
Or they're just born at the wrong time with Mahomes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that is, you get Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, you got Lamar, three of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, all in the AFC. Mahomes, nobody can beat the guy right now. I mean, this year offensively, they haven't been great, even though they're getting healthier now. But Mahomes still makes one to two to three plays somewhere inside of the game. Like, all the deficiency the Kansas City Chiefs had offensively this year, Mahomes neglected those. I mean, he took advantage of some of those opportunities.
Yeah.
And you really didn't feel it, like, as much as you could have with a quarterback of his stature. I mean, the way he played this year is just tremendous. I thought, even though his numbers weren't great like they were in the past, I really believe he played some of his best football, because some of the critical moments he had to make plays, he made the plays himself.
Rod Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. So how does one defend Mahomes? How would you have played
Patrick
Mahomes?
It's really tough, but I think it starts with 87. You have to get your hands on 87. He wants to find 87. So in the old school way, we would, if he's anywhere by the line of scrimmage, anywhere close to the offensive lineman, that defensive end or outside linebacker is going to boss out.
Yeah.
He's going to chuck him first and then go to the quarterback. Nobody does that. Everybody gives 87 a free release. It doesn't make sense to me. We know that's his number one read. And it's easier to throw the ball inside the numbers than outside the numbers. So it's an easy read for Mahomes. But I think also you got to have making sure when you rush him, your lane integrity as a rusher have to be on point. So you can't have one guy too high, unless you level rush. If you got one guy high, one guy's coming under, yes. But if you got two guys going up and then two guys going outside and you give him an open lane, he can run. I mean, he doesn't run a lot. He's not Lamar-ish in a sense, like he's going to take off and give you 900 yards in a season or 800 yards in a season. But he can run with the football. And I just think you have to be very patient with him. I think Vic Fangio, the way he plays, they don't blitz a bunch. Talking about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Their defensive front can get it. I mean, they got some rushers. The linebackers can cover. The corners, the nickelback can cover. The safeties are solid. I like the matchup because they're going to bring four. They're going to play a soft zone behind it. He's going to have to dink and dunk, and you got to hope that the pass rush can get to him in a timely manner. But I think that's the best way to do it, because if you blitz him, Mahomes seen all the blitzes. He'll pick you apart. And you got the fast receivers that are healthier now for them. So I think keep everything in front of him, make him work his way down the field, and hopefully you can get a turnover.
Well, you saw the Eagles in the flesh, because they came into the bank this year right after torching the Rams.
I mean, yep.
Right after Saquon still running against the Rams this year. So what – I'm kind of picking up that you like the Eagles in this game right now, Rod.
Well,
am
maybe.
I wrong?
I'm not a gambler. But if I did, it might be on the green team.
Hmm.
This is what I like. They got to stop Barkley. I still don't get how in the world the New York Giants let him out of the building. I just don't get this. I still don't get it. But with that being said, he's very Barry Sanders-ish. He has some of those traits. He's not Barry Sanders, but he has some of those traits. He jump cuts. He's strong. He's faster. He's faster than Barry. So when he gets in the open field, it's lights out. He's going to lead the angles. But his vision is just tremendous. And then you add that with Hurts, who is now healthier, 2 weeks to recover. I think he's going to be able to be moving. He'll move a little bit better than he did in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
But they still got to stop Barkley. If you can't stop Barkley, it's going to be a tough, long day. And then for the Eagles defense, they gotta try to figure out how to slow Mahomes and that passing attack down.
Rod Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. The other homestead for you, the Steelers. There's a general sense, you know, more than ever now, that maybe Tomlin should look at Andy Reid and say, you know, after all that time, I made my Hall of Fame bones in Pittsburgh, but maybe a different spot. I don't think Tomlin's thinking that at all.
Yeah, I don't think the Steelers are thinking that. That's not who they are.
Should they? Should everybody be thinking that, Rod Woodson?
Trading Tomlin?
I don't know. Just at some point, just saying this has been a great run, and it just isn't. We're not getting over the hump here.
This is my thing. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not winning in the National Football League anymore. You have to have a quarterback in today's game. And as good as Tomlin is, he needs a quarterback. He has to find a quarterback. Every team that's been struggling in the National Football League does not have a quarterback. Every team that's playing extremely well and getting to the postseason, they have a solid quarterback position. And I think for the Steelers, they have to find that guy to take over for Ben has left off. And they haven't found it yet. Is that Mike Tomlin's fault?
No.
That you can't find a quarterback?
Correct.
I don't think so. I think Mike is a tremendous coach. I think he puts a really good product on the field year in and year out. Yes. Nobody thought they were going to be this good this year. Nobody. And at the end of the day, it still came down to their quarterback play. When their quarterbacks played poorly for that team, they played poorly. So they got to find, their issue is they got to find who is going to be the quarterback of their future. That's the question for the Steelers.
I don't think it was on, was he on the team last year? Is it Justin
Fields?
Because that's who you said at this point last year, you were talking about the same issue with the Steelers.
And I like Justin Fields in a sense. Like, Mike made the right move because Russell did play somewhat well.
Yeah, went from 4-2 to 10-3.
Right. But Fields played well. Now, is he more athletic? Absolutely. Can he get out of the pocket? Absolutely. Is he a better passer? Probably not. So is he your future? That's my question. I think that's the question that the Steelers having. Like, who is my quarterback? They need to answer that question because the defense is solid. They got specialty guys. Offensive line is solid. They got to find the question is who is the quarterback of the future for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And I think that is still unanswered.
Rod Woodson, a few minutes left with the Hall of Famer here. And I don't know how deep into day-to-day contact you are with those in the Ravens front office, but any idea how they reacted to the news that Myles Garrett would like to be traded away from the Cleveland Browns?
Any Boy, idea I tell
how,
you
that,
what,
how
I,
that hit them?
I don't know, but I would hope that they would think about trying to get that guy because he's caused a lot of havoc for Lamar Jackson.
One warm place would have to freeze over for the Ravens or the Steelers to get him.
I mean, it depends on what they offer. If they offer you a lot,
get out of here.
Got to take it.
You wouldn't think the Giants would send Saquon go to the
Phillies. They didn't send Saquon.
Let him get there.
Okay, wait. Which team gave all the money to the quarterback? I'm talking about Mr. Watson.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns. So they make mistakes. So you got to hope. You got to hope that they make a mistake and give them to the Ravens.
Touché, Rod,
and say, you know what?
I got two first
rounds for that guy.
Your friend JB was here yesterday. Jerome Bettis was here after Myles Garrett left. And they were like two ships crossing each other. And he said, basically,
I heard him say,
adios.
Yeah, see you later.
The AFC.
Thanks for leaving.
Thanks for going.
Bye north.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah,
on
I mean,
way out.
You want him to leave, but wouldn't you want him on your squad?
Oh, sure, of course. But I mean, come on now.
You just got to package the deal.
You have to pay double what anyone else. You have to pay more than extra.
You think Cleveland was worried about losing?
I think Cleveland would never send him to the
They've done a lot of
Art Modell's team. That's number one. Oh. Okay. Number two is they would never send him to Pittsburgh ever. Like, they could offer everything. They could offer an entire draft and they would say,
you don't
no,
think
thank you.
If they gave him two first,
that's not enough. because somebody else is going to give them two firsts. You have to double that.
I tell you what, all they can say is no.
Make the call.
That's all they can
make
say.
Make the call.
So what are you doing with NFL Alumni Health, Rod Woodson?
Well, NFL Alumni Health is with the DEA for the One Pill Can Kill campaign. And you think about our crisis in the U.S. with fentanyl. And it's kind of personal because my oldest son had an addiction problem years ago. But remember how we grew up. We grew up where the village had to raise a kid. And we all, if you saw something, you kind of said something. And if somebody was doing something, if somebody's in somebody's yard and you shouldn't have been near, somebody, neighbor, was going to say something to the family or to the parents. And it's really that one pill can kill, but the one conversation that you can have with somebody that's in that issue can save a life. And think about come Sunday, how many people that the dome holds? 85,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's how many people die a year from the fentanyl crisis in America. And from the ages of 18 to 45, poisoning or overdosing is the number one killer of our country. And the DEA is partnered with the NFL Alumni Health to try to combat that. Think about this. We live, look at your phone.
Yeah.
Right there. We live with that.
Yeah.
Everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our kids have access to that.
Yes.
So they have access to talking to anybody and thinking that they can get a pill, even a vitamin, and think it's legit, and it's not. You can't get a prescription from your phone, from social media, but kids think you can. And there's the issue we have, where you're thinking you're doing something right, and even parents thinking a kid can get some pills or medicine from social media, and it could be laced with 2 grains, 3 grains of fentanyl, and that can be the one pill that's the last pill you take, and that's the last breath you take. So that's the combating of what's going on in our society that the DEA and the NFL alumni has partnered with. And for me to have a platform to speak out, and hopefully everybody, all influencers that are out there, to have a platform to speak out against, and hopefully you have an opportunity to let 85,000 people not pass away from the fentanyl and overdosing and poisoning each year in our country. Hopefully it hits home and we can save some lives.
Beautifully said, Rod. And it's a great cause, obviously. NFL Alumni Health teaming up with the DEA. The message is one pill can kill. Have a conversation with your kids. Have a conversation
Absolutely.
With your family.
Be honest.
No doubt. You're the best. Thanks for coming, man.
I love you.
Love you, too. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Rod Woodson, yep. Everybody.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. The Steeler and the Raven, once it says that the Eagles are going to win. I picked that up, right?
Yeah, I picked
Is
that
Is he still
up.
There?
No, he's
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Well, he stood up.
Rod Woodson, everybody. There he goes.
Hey, Rod.
Out. Oh, he's the mentalist.
Hey,
he's chilling
yes.
out in the Roku Sports Channel green room. There goes Rod.
Hey,
out.
Rod.
Hey, Rod.
Great to see you. This is exciting. Come on out, Oz.
Let's go.
That's
Come
out.
On.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006. Because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024.
We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. Our radio audience will rejoin once they're done selling their soap, if you will. And joining us now live here on our set at the Super Bowl Experience is Oz the Mentalist. Great to see you.
I have a face made for radio, so it's perfect. The radio, listen to my silky smooth voice, everybody.
So do we.
Something.
So.
I am psyched.
Psyched.
We're genuinely out of our minds that you're here on this program.
Thank you, man.
Well, we're huge fans.
Huge.
Teacher's a little scared of you, but we're fans. And my daughter, 11-year-old girl Taylor Mattingly Eisen, she and I watch your entire work. We're on YouTube,
Thank
we're on
you.
Instagram, we're watching it. She's just the number of times she'll just look at me and goes, Dad. How does he do that?
That brings me tremendous joy because I like to be wholesome, entertaining. Yep. And you know what? At the end of the day, there's something that's universal, which is being amazed. Laughing is as well, but like being wowed transcends every language. And that's what I try to put out into the universe, you know, freaking people out in a good way.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Hey, man, oh, man. Before we were coming out here, I love the one with you did with the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and those guys. I can't stop watching it.
Yeah. I got to tell you the backstory on that.
Okay.
So very funny that just right before this, we're at Radio Row, Super Bowl, New Orleans. Just so everybody knows where we are. Just saw Joe Burrow about an hour ago.
Yeah.
I was on another show, and I run into Joe, and we're about to be on air. And Joe is still telling me I take up real estate in his mind. Because if you haven't seen the clip, it was the high watermark for me for a while, which is I go in for the Bengals. I don't want to ruin it entirely, but in essence, I'm the best defensive coordinator of all time. I know exactly who he's going to throw the ball to. And the next year, I'm with ESPN, and they go, how can you possibly raise the bar? And the Josh Allen thing is I like to run. I run like marathons, ultra marathons, my side hustle. Day of, if you ask me how I come up with this stuff, day of, I'm running 20 miles in Pittsburgh before I go do the stuff for the Bills, and an hour and a half before I come up with how I'm going to pull this off. With it's like, I don't want to explain it all, but where he throws to two people, I know who, and the ending is, I guess, someone's ATM pin code, and it's everything that just happened. That came together an hour and a half before at the tail end of a 20-mile run.
Wow.
Like a eureka moment.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, is the Mentalist here.
Yes.
Rich Eisen Show, our radio audience just returned. So, wait a minute. So you, the videos that I watch mostly with my daughter,
yes,
are like NFL training camp videos.
That's right. Okay. So I go each year to NFL training camps.
How many? Like,
I think we've been to 9 teams recently. And then we've got, I don't want to jinx it, but most teams have already reached out to us because it's now worked in reverse. Where I think there's two things at play. One is that the fans enjoy seeing the players wowed and act like kids again. For lack of a better term, you don't get to see a lot of these players in that way, right? Yeah. They're media trained, they're savvy, they answer questions in a certain way, and they're wearing helmets, and you watch them on the field, and occasionally you get that access. But I can assure you, you've rarely seen Joe Burrow thoroughly freaked out, shaking his head, potentially swearing under his breath. And I think that's why, forget about just, you know, other people, it's the fans that want it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where ESPN and a lot of different outlets have really latched on, is they love seeing that.
It's great. And Josh Allen and the Bills, the one that we keep bringing up, where you had him throw a football to, I believe it was...
Anybody in the room.
You had no idea.
And told him, swear to God that I did not tell you who to pick. You
right.
didn't say there's no collusion.
Right.
You know, why would Josh Allen do what I want him to do? Real talk. Do you think I've got enough to cover his contract? Also, there's no access. That's the other thing. You know this better than I do.
Yeah.
It is very tight. I walked in that room and that's it. There's no, I don't get to, everybody come on in, let's fake this for an hour. Hey, there's no such thing. I wish there was. I could have saved myself 30 years of training.
See, he throws the ball to Dawson Knox, and he throws one to Greg Rousseau, and
good
Dawson
memory.
Knox is 88, and Rousseau is 50, and you put it together, and it was another member of the Bills you had just...
His ATM pin code.
His AP, you stand up, and what's your pin code? And
no, I guessed it first. He didn't tell me.
No, you told him what it was,
yep.
And that was mind-blowing. Is it true that, like, give me... How many players are trying not to play along with you?
So I wouldn't really call it. There's a funny one where if you watch in the Super Bowl, go back and watch the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's almost viral. Him in the front, he didn't even crack a smile once. Jalen was dialed in, my friend. Eyes on the prize. You know, I don't know. I caught him on a day where he just was not into it or feeling it. The rest of the team was. But Jalen was like, you're not getting into my head. And he was very mum. Most of the time I could win people over. Jalen was like.
Not at all, huh?
Like a bear trap. He's like, you're not getting in here.
Because I would see some players would be like, I don't believe this guy.
I like that. I like the skeptics.
Yeah.
Because think of it as dominoes, right? If you got dominoes lined up, you never push the domino that's 10 down or 20 down.
Right.
You want the first domino. So think of it that way, is if I find the most skeptical, cynical person in the room, and it's not always a player. Sometimes it's the coaching staff, sometimes it's other people, you know, someone who's been with the organization for 30 years, get him, get her.
Right.
And when you get that person, it opens up the room, because now if they cut loose and they're freaked out, everyone else is like, they get their guard down. It's a whole science, the whole, you know, I'm not joking when I say I've been learning 30 years how to reverse engineer the human mind. That's what you do, is realize how to manage people effectively.
Body language, too. I'm sure you're reading it, right?
Body language is a huge part of it. Huge.
I imagine so. Mm. Do you play poker?
I like how TJ over there is like, I'm not touching my face. He knows what that means.
You are freaked out right now, right?
I don't know.
That meant yes. You don't need no body language. That tone, you know that he means yes.
I'm a little like, come on, man. Like I was once in a bar in Pittsburgh once. I was in a little bit different than what you do.
Yep.
A guy had me and my roommate, write our names on playing cards. We signed the card. He stuck them in the pack. He goes, I'm going to make your card fly around the room. Obviously different from what you do, but
love
still.
That.
He did the 52-card pickup thing.
Yup.
Cards went all over the bar. He's like, where's your card? I'm like, I don't know. It was on the ceiling.
Ah, I love
and
that.
And it stayed there for 7 years. So I'm a little bit like, anything like that kind of freak, because it was my signature. It was on the ceiling of the bar. So
that's how I kept faking TJ's checks for years. I just copied the signature off the ceiling. You know, that me and that guy worked in cahoots. I got to get paid.
Oh, well, no wonder I kept having all these overdraft charges, man.
Hey, can't prove it. Statute of limitations, TJ.
That's it.
That's a great trick, by the way. That was one of my go-tos. So I paid for college, University of Michigan, doing card tricks.
Wait a minute. You're a Michigan man?
BD's Mongolian Barbecue. Shout out. Doesn't exist anymore. Yes, sir. Go blue.
No wonder he loves you so much.
When I found that out, too, on top of it as well, you know, because again, I'm so psyched that you're here, and I can't wait to get to what you're about to do here. But before we do, I mean, was it the Bills 1-2 where you cut the football? It was a cake, too?
Yes.
But the inside of the cake was the Mickey
Disney,
ears.
Right. I had no idea that.
I told him, think what he wants, you know, what his son or daughter would want for their birthday. Imagine blowing out a candle on a cake, and that's when he said it. He was holding that football in his hand.
You could squeeze it.
You got it. That's a big man squeezing that football.
Oh my, yeah. Are you testing this before?
Just test these things.
We're about to cut some cakes. Right.
So then Pete Carroll, I think, hired you too to bring.
Oh man, I love Pete. Just a shout out to Pete. I adore Pete. There's a funny story there. If we have time.
Please.
Where we're going. Again, ESPN, we set these things up, and this was second season, and Pete Carroll, I'm talking through an ESPN producer, and he's in the room, and you know, there's, I don't want to call it tact, but there's usually a separation. I don't think Pete Carroll, head coach of the Seahawks, going to talk to me. And he suddenly takes the phone from the producer and tells him, I quote, get the hell out of here. And then I'm literally picking up my kid from school. I expect there to be a 2-minute call. Me and Pete Carroll talk for 47 minutes. We talked about UFOs. We talked about the afterlife. I mean, literally, I thought I was going to sleep on Pete Carroll's couch the next night. That man is a one of one. I love him. And when I got there, we weren't ready. You know how there's a little bit of setup in the sense of we got to get mic'd up. You know how the sausage is made. Get camera set up. We're not getting anything set up. I just showed up at the Seahawks facility and I hear 87 grown men chanting, O's, O's, pounding. The ground is rumbling. I'm thinking we have a earthquake in Seattle. I'm not even mic'd up. You kidding me? They're like, go, go, go. The PA's like running. I'm like, I don't even know where my stuff is. I was so flustered. I was flop sweating. It was the best show that whole season. How that worked, Rich?
Wow.
I don't know. You know,
what a backstory.
It was crazy. There was nothing. Forget about setup. I wasn't even ready.
Oh, you crushed it.
You know what?
Oh, man.
Always compete.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Never forget it.
All right, well, then let's get to it right here
on the Rich
Eisen Show.
I like to do things. Here's what's interesting.
Yes.
All right, well, you know what? TJ's too scared. I'm going center. Chris is.
I ain't never scared of those.
I know. He's not scared. He's loving it. He's waiting for his card to appear on the ceiling here.
That's something.
Chris,
yes.
I like to give hypotheticals,
okay.
And I want everyone to hear this, because it's a question I like to ask people. You've heard it before. Everybody's heard it. I ask people, if you could sit down one-on-one with anybody, right? Somebody famous, though, and I say, who would you love to sit down with? Now, it's different. For you, the question would be framed as who you'd want to interview, potentially,
right?
Because that's what you do for a living.
Of course.
For other people, it might be like, who you want to drink with? Who do you want to share, you know, a meal with? Now, if I said to you that question, and I told you right now, right here, in the moment, and I said, who's the first person that pops in your head, the top choice?
Yep.
Okay? I don't want you to say it. But do you agree there should be no way in the world I could possibly know that?
No, never.
There's nothing staged in advance. There's no setup. You have not written this down. You have not looked this up. You have done nothing but literally in your mind, an image appears in your mind, right?
Correct.
So if I guess this, it seems on the surface impressive. Would you be impressed?
I'd be stunned.
You'd be stunned, but here's the problem, and I'm going to tell you why, because what I do for a living is that later on, it will eat you up at night, and you'll say, did I pick someone too obvious? Did I pick someone too, could he have gone through my social media? Could he have done some research? Come on. At this point,
sure.
People know what I do.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have a moment that I'm obsessed with in sports, and it's why people watch sports. What if? Live sports. Nobody watches Super Bowl on Monday. You watch it Sunday. What if Mark Andrews had caught that ball for the Ravens? He's going to be asking himself that question for the rest of his life, unfortunately. So I want the what if moment for you, Chris, which is what if he changed his mind? Rich, TJ, what if he didn't go to the first person that popped his head? What if he went to number two? Mm-hmm. Now it's a fascinating approach. I want you to see number two. Close your eyes.
Yep.
And I want you to see. Because number one, that was easy. But number two, yep. Who popped in your head second? Can you imagine that person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Open your eyes. Now the plot thickens, right? Because how could I have known who you didn't even know? Now, I'm going to tell you a couple things. Right away, you asked me body language.
Yeah.
His didn't shift.
Okay.
I don't like to make stereotypes based on gender, but when men think of men versus men think of women, they act different. Right? Go to high school. You'll see what I mean.
Nice.
100% you picked a guy. Second person's a guy. Am I right?
Correct.
Of course. I could see it.
Yeah.
I can't decide in my mind if the first person would have been sports, because the show is centered around sports, even though you have an extensive catalog.
Thank you, sir.
I think, don't give me clues. The first person, maybe, but the second person, he went back to rubber band. You snap, it goes back. He did sports second person. Close your eyes. Chris, cover him up. Could you swear, cover with your hand, under oath in court, I did not tell you who to pick. This is not faked in any way. Literally, you change your mind in the middle. There's no way I could know who this is, could I?
No, definitely not.
Keep your eyes closed. And I want to make sure we get a shot of me showing everybody. Rich, TJ, you all saw this.
Yeah, okay.
I can't change my mind. Open your eyes. I don't want the first one. That would have been too easy.
Okay.
You change your mind in the middle. It was impossible. Who did you change your mind to? Who's that person sitting across from you right now? My guess is you're actually looking up at him. Who was it? Tell us.
The big fella, Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
Shaq?
Wow. Dude, stop it.
Yes, sir. That just happened on our show, buddy. That happened.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Unreal.
Shaq? Chris might have just peed a little bit, everybody.
I'm stunned.
That's amazing.
TJ, question for you.
All right, let's do this.
You heard the Josh Allen story.
I have.
He throws the ball, any person, throws it to another person, any person, throws it to any person. And I try to predict where that's going to go.
Okay.
And I guess the ATM pin code.
You did.
Is there any way in the world, that I could know your ATM pin code?
Oh, baby.
Well, after what you said earlier about my signature, I don't know.
Now he's worried about everything.
I would say I don't think there's any way that you would know.
It'd be unusual, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever written it down anywhere?
I'm sure.
You have? Why did you write your ATM pin code down?
Good question.
I don't know why. At some point, I'm sure I've written it down.
You know what? I like this. You just hit it. The first. Look at it. Chris still shook up. Chris is blacked out, folks. He's not going to see anything for the rest of the day. He's like, what just happened? Shaq's going to knock on your door. I'm actually shooting with Shaq on Saturday. Watch the clip.
Let's go to lunch, big fella.
Okay, how about this? Grab your phone. And do me a favor.
Yes.
Don't unlock it, but show us, what do you have as
what's
your...
What's unlocked already?
What's your lock screen on your phone? Is it a picture? What's it of?
Yeah, hold on. Let me show you. It's a Biggie.
Oh, we got Biggie. We got Biggie. Good one. And then question. I'm assuming, do you normally do your Face ID?
I do not.
You don't do Face ID?
Oh.
Yo, this man's wasting hours of his life every day. Is it a six-digit code or four digits?
The unlock is four.
Four? That's not that secure. All right, you know what? You know what? I was going to do the ATM, but I like the challenge right here.
Okay.
Before I come over there, I see you got some. Rub the fingerprints off. Haters always tell me later, fingerprints. Gotta be fingerprints. I'm coming over for a second.
Oh my goodness.
Don't Can get I get in close. The shot?
I might swing.
What is happening?
Oh. Careful. All right. Can we see Biggie? Can we get a close-up shot?
Let's see if we get
there. There's a jib. Somebody's getting tight. Tight. There we go.
All right, let me get here.
I got it. I go here. It's locked. He wasn't lying. Hold out your finger. Think of the first number.
Of my code?
Yeah, not my code, unless okay. You're a mentalist. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Okay. I thought of it.
No, I know you did. I'm trying to figure it out. Think of the next number. Does it get bigger? Does it get smaller? Same. Does it move over? Right, left? Oh, look at you not moving. Look at you not flinching. Think of the second number, third number. Okay, hold up. This is just like in the movies, and you see somebody trying to crack a lock, pick a lock, but instead of hearing the click, I can feel in his body. Think of the last number. TJ, what do I know about TJ? Open your eyes.
They weren't closed.
TJ.
Are they supposed to be closed?
TJ, no, you're good. Oh. You're good. You gave it away with your eyes. I can see in your soul. I think he likes to get in and out of the phone quick. You have a four-digit code. You got to type this in a million times a day, no Face ID. You're doing a code that you could do quick. Do you care if they find out your code?
I'll change it if they...
All right. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to show them. The first number is a one. Can we get tighter just so we can see this?
Let's get in there. There it is.
The next number is a six. Kidding. Look at his face, how he got. Look at that. You went back to the one. Can you see me close? That's the two. That's the two. We're inside his face. Oh!
Do not pack up. Do not pack up.
Wow.
Oh my. He's gone. Oh. Do not pack up. Oh. Come on.
You're not going to see him again today, folks. Sorry.
Hey, literally, this guy's out. He's out.
You just did a wheel route.
Wait, we only got a couple minutes. Save the best for last. I don't think I can top that. Rich.
Take your time.
TJ, come back.
He's gone.
He's gone. Rich.
Yes, sir.
What is this show all about? You know what? This show is all about connecting with people.
Yes, sir.
Sports, outside of sports. People want to see, they want to see the questions that you're not asking everybody else, right? They want something deeper. And if I ask you, and I want to let this marinate, because I want them to know, before we came on set, we had like 2 minutes. I came over here, and I wanted you to think about this in advance. Mm-hmm. And I said, think of someone you have history with, somebody that you go back with, family, or friend, or work, or any connection in your life. And I told you to take a moment with this.
Yes.
And TJ's back. TJ's back.
Wow. TJ.
And I said to you, and I wanna replay this, like deja vu, I'm gonna give you the exact same instructions before, all right, of what I said to you then,
uh-huh.
Which is, Rich, close your eyes and think of somebody that you have history with, somebody, friend, family, work, any part of your life that I don't know why this person would pop in your head, but you can see his or her face clear as day, and there is no way anybody would know who or why you picked this person. Open your eyes. Can you see them right now?
Yes.
So I always ask myself, the chicken or the egg, people ask me, are you reading my body language, okay, and are you getting thoughts out of me, or are you planting the thoughts? And here's what I would say. This is the interesting part. We talked about our university, Michigan. Go blue, go blue. And I think that that's what got in your head, and you don't even know why. It burrowed in. It's our mutual friend. You thought of Adam Schefter, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. That is correct.
And how about this? Let's take it one step further. Always up the ante. If I told you to call Adam Schefter right now,
yes.
Right now, he's always attached to his phone. We know that. Yes. And you said
amazing.
One word. Imagine like a code word. If you could say one word to Adam Schefter,
yes.
That it is impossible anybody but you and him would know. I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Right.
A word, two words, something that connects the two of you.
Yes.
That nobody would know. That's deeper than than like a mentalism trick. Something that pops in your head. You got something?
I do.
Close your eyes. Is it one word, two words, three words? How many words are you thinking? One word.
Ooh.
Look what he just did with his lips. Mm-hmm. Why did he do that, Chris? Mmm. His lips aren't dry. That's the noise he made. Open your eyes. I wrote something down. It cannot change. It cannot change.
Dude,
Rich, yes. Swear on your life, Taylor's life, that there's absolutely no way that I could know this or set this up.
That's correct.
Truly, this is not staged.
That's correct.
You just thought of Adam Schefter. Out of anybody you know,
yes.
You're going to say one word to him on the phone. What just popped in your head?
Mongerer.
Mongerer.
Oh!
Because it's technically not even a word. It was misspelled.
It's a story. Holy.
Wow.
Wow.
O's.
Call Schefter right now and ask Schefter if he ever told me. He never told me a word.
Wow.
The best.
Oh, my God.
Of the best.
Dude.
How the hell did you just do that?
There's only one person on planet Earth who knows the code to my phone.
There's two now.
Not anymore, dude.
Might be 2 million, depending on Roku Sports Channel viewership. You better change everything.
Oh, my
Rich, surely, Mila is the only person who knows the code to my phone. And now, O's and whoever, I got to change.
I'm still waiting for you to guess my first person.
No, I'm leaving a hanging thread, Chris. Yeah, that's what I do.
Man.
You're going to have nightmares.
Oh, my God. You got a new book later this year as well?
I have a book coming out later this year.
Fantastic.
Where, you know what? You've seen what I do.
Yeah.
And what if you could take these skills and apply them to your everyday life? You're not going to guess names or numbers, but what if you could know the right time to approach your boss for a raise? Know what your husband or wife is really thinking. That's where we're going with this. Taking the tools of mentalism and applying them to your life.
Unbelievable. And again, that story of Mongerer is when Adam Schefter broke the story that the Raiders were going to fire Art Schell at the end of the season back in 2006. And Al Davis called him a false rumor mongerer. And that's one of my nicknames for him that very few people know. Unbelievable. You're the best, man.
Thanks, guys.
I cannot wait to show this to my daughter, my kids, all three of my kids.
Shout out to Taylor, to all your kids. Thank you for supporting me and being such big fans.
Fantastic. Anytime you're in LA, I would love to have you back in studio.
Love it.
I'm a huge fan.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you for
Chris,
joining us.
TJ's currently on the phone with the bank changing everything.
O's the mentalist, O's Perlman, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Marco Belletti with a sports update. Oh, my gosh.
That was unbelievable.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
on. When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
You and Erla. Now, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do?
I do. Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back, where am I right now?
You're not really happy. What? You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. I look at myself on social media. It's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me and my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, Rich.
Because, you know Suze, you know my wife. She's like seeing you on the air and she goes, huh. She's like, is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's uh-oh, almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch, and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes, and she's just doing the ropes, and she just keep looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on. Rich, you can do this, man.
No, I know I can, but wow. I mean...
See, you got a lot to work with on the outsides.
This is your expert opinion having...
Yes.
Okay.
See, you have a lot of... But if I donor did... hair. They call it donor hair. I didn't have as much donor hair as you did.
But wouldn't it just be jarring for people to see me?
You don't think it was jarring? You just got to just go for it. You're brave, Rich. You don't care what people think.
Wouldn't I have to take like 2 weeks off?
No.
Come on. How many days do I have to be out of the chair?
Wear a hat. You don't have to be out.
What do you mean wear a hat? I don't wear a hat on this show.
But you can't. Dale Tofo does. Rich.
Oh,
Rich,
but that's not an example. But what if I showed up on the show with like a hat?
Rich, they know what's going on. You tell them this is what's going on. I just have a rainy day for like 3 days, 5 days, and you're back. You're back, Rich.
Should I do it? Do it, Rich.
Rich. Don't do it.
Do it. He said, don't do it.
Rich, do it. You should do it.
All right. Prime is back tomorrow. Deion Sanders will be here on the morrow. Kenny Chesney, Deion Sanders, Keegan Michael Key, Emmett Smith, Gronk and Breeze. That's our guests tomorrow.
What? I'm not listening. What?
I know, right? He said you blacked out.
Jeez.
TJ just got up and went out the gate.
I was out.
How far did you get down the hall? You did the loop?
I was talking to myself the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't understand. There's no way.
Questioning life decisions.
I don't understand. Like, there's no way. I cleared the phone up of fingerprints. There's no way that, and yet it happened. So I guess there is a way, but, ugh.
But I mean, the Mongerer story I've told before, but it's not been told very often,
but
ever.
But he couldn't have
guessed that would be the one word. Because it's not a word. It's not even a word.
It's not a real word. And why would he guess Adam Schefter? I mean, other than, I don't know. That was crazy.
That was just as special as we hoped. Oh, the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air with the Roku Channel live stream. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We're still gobsmacked by what just happened here.
That's a great word for
it. We knew he would be awesome.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
But Oz the Mentalist just came on the show and did his thing, man.
Like, him picking Shaq for you, like,
I would never have guessed
five that. People in my head for that, and Shaq would have been like 10.
Holy cow.
Love Shaq since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. Uber Eats knows that, has the best deals on game day food no matter what you're craving. And Uber Eats has been dropping new deals each week all season long. Uber Eats is the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. What a great show. Kurt Warner, George Kittle, Joe Montana, Greg Olson, Seth Rollins, who did a shout out to your son.
Cannot wait to show Cage.
Always just shot a little video for a shout out to Taylor.
Oh, amazing.
Just sent it home. And for Rod Woodson as well. Let's finish up this show with the top difference makers, in our estimation, presented by Nissan for this big game. TJ Jefferson, why don't you go first? Who is your top difference maker for the big game on Sunday?
Well, you know, guys, a few of the guests kind of touched on this. You know, can Saquon do his thing, get 100 yards? Can the Eagles put pressure and rattle Mahomes? So I kind of figured the line of scrimmage is going to be the difference maker for me. Who's going to control that line? Who's going to be able to impose their will on the other team? Can the Eagles set Saquon free? We all kind of realize if Saquon breaks 100, the Eagles have a great chance to win this Super Bowl. But if they can contain him, if the Eagles can, or the Chiefs can contain him, not so sure. Can the Eagles get to Patrick Mahomes? He can't be rattled at this point, but they can get to him and touch him up a little bit and maybe throw him off. So I feel whoever wins that line of scrimmage battle is just going to set the pace and lead their team to victory.
Chris Brockman, who's the difference maker
one.
For you?
Rich, I'm also going Eagles-specific. It's their ability to hit big plays on offense. This is a team that we've seen all year. Whether it was Saquon breaking one, Rich, we talk about the stat all the time. How many 60-yard touchdown runs has he had this season? Is it A.J. Brown hitting a deep ball? We saw they ran the fourth and short play. They throw a deep ball to A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts' ability to run. He had a long touchdown run this playoffs. Devontae Smith, deep ball. Can they hit a deep ball to loosen up Kansas City's front seven to allow Saquon to go nuts? Can they hit a big run with Saquon? That'll go a long way in them winning this game.
Well, I mean, you guys went sort of, you know,
big picture.
Big picture. I'm just drilling down to the one difference maker for this game, and that's Saquon Barkley. He is the difference maker for this game. If he does what he's done all season long to pretty much everybody, the Eagles should win this football game. I know I keep saying should because you never know about turnovers. You never know about anything that Mahomes' magic might come up with. Defensively, the Eagles, Chiefs can come up with a lot, but it's Saquon. Honestly, he's been the difference maker from the Eagles last year to this year. He's been the difference maker for the Eagles maybe 2 years ago to this year, and he's my top difference maker for
you think
this.
We need one more?
Oh sure.
Oh no.
Right, get one more.
Yeah, I've got one more.
Wow.
Wednesday night at the New Heights party, Jason Kelce had many Eagles in the building. There were many Eagles in the building. There are many celebrities in the building as well. It was a hell of a party. Travis was not there.
He was not.
No, but Jason was there. His lovely wife Kylie was there. It was great in many different ways. But there's only one person who caused me to take out my phone and have a selfie with this person. And this could be a difference maker as well.
Yep.
It's Big Dom.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, the only person I wanted to have a selfie with in this party.
What's wrong?
Big Dom. And let me just tell you something about Big Dom.
He's big.
He's bigger than you think.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how we keep talking about, that person's taller than you think?
Yeah.
Honestly.
How tall?
He's a little bit. He'd like duck down to
6'3", 6'4".
He's tall as me.
He's big.
I think so.
Yeah, he's bigger.
And he's barrel chested man.
Yeah.
He also said he would come on this show, and he says I never do shows. I do yours.
I mean,
talk about difference makers.
Hey.
Those are our top difference makers presented by Nissan. Built for the most rugged terrain, the all-new Nissan Armada Pro 4X gives you the freedom to explore further because going big never goes out of style. Kenny Chesney will lead off our Friday program. Yes. Deion Sanders, Keegan-Michael Key, Emmett Smith, Rob Gronkowski, and Drew Brees slated for our Friday show. What a dynamite Thursday program. We're back to wrap it up on the Roku Sports Channel in a moment.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.